Hey guys, welcome to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're a week away from the end of October. Amazing. We might make it through the end of this year without the neocons wiping the planet off the solar system map, but, you know, just be patient. They'll probably be doing that shortly after the first of the year. Who knows? They're still hell-bent on war in Iran, guys. They're not going to let it go. We're probably going to be seeing World War III sometime in the next year. That will enable them to remain in power indefinitely, enable them to implement martial law, and it'll keep Israel happy, because that's why we exist on this planet. Oh, did I say Israel? Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry, I forgot. I'm not supposed to mention that with the new hate crimes bill. Do forgive me. I will say 10 Hail Israels after the show to repent of my, to do penance for my slippage there. Do pardon me. All hail Israel. All right, anyway, guys, we've got a great guest today. We've got Jerry Smith coming on. Some of you might remember I had him on, quite a while back. I don't know, May or June or something. But he's a great author. He's got several books out. He's like the executive director or vice president or whatever his title is, second in command at Adventures Unlimited Press, which if you're not familiar with, you need to become familiar with. It's great. Just Google it. Adventures Unlimited Press is some really good stuff that they offer. Just alternative view books on all kinds of subjects. And, you know, not that I agree with everything in there. Probably nobody agrees, including people who work there, agree with everything in all of those books. But it's just great stuff. There's some really good stuff there. I'm still trying to get – he's really busy. I'm trying to get David Hatcher Childress on eventually. He's written quite a few books. In fact, he's, you know, the founder of it. But anyway, for today, we're going to have Jerry Smith. He's going to be talking about, well, guys, hopefully my sound won't cut out on me. I'm getting an error message. Isn't that lovely? Well, we'll just switch to the phone if we have to. Be ready, RBN office. I might cut out on you. Anyway, maybe it's something, another program I get running. Anyway, but so we'll talk about weather modification. We're going to talk about, we talked about that before when I had him on, but I guess there's been some new developments he wants to share with us. We're going to talk about chemtrails and all kinds of other related phenomena, the plural. So you want to stick around for that guy. Should be pretty interesting. Anyway, before we do that, before we go to the break, over a few quick announcements here. The Aaron Russo DVD guys, Stream the Fascism, $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. Christmas is coming up quick. You want to get your order in to get it in time for the holidays. Great stocking stuffers. Give one to that obnoxious relative. We all have at least one of them that thinks you're paranoid and crazy, that there's no conspiracy for world government. This is a great way to either wake them up or tick them off. Either way, it'll be fun. So you can get that by calling 800-724-2719 or by going to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, order through PayPal, or you can send your check or money order to the RBN office at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302 in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Get in on the action, guys, at the RBN website. We now have a chat forum, type chat forum. You can talk live with other listeners as well as hosts. Except for me right now. I still haven't signed up. It's terrible. I don't have time for anything. But when I do have some free time here, I'm going to go in, sign on there, and hopefully I'll make a habit of it. I'll be on every show typing with the listeners. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back in a couple minutes with our guest, Jerry Smith.
Thank you. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're now joined by our guest, returning guest, Jerry Smith. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Well, hi, good to be back with you.
Yeah, great to have you. We talked last time about weather modification, and when I talked to you a few weeks ago and booked you, you said you had some new developments that were going on, some new things that you had. Of course, we can branch off and talk about chemtrails and all kinds of other wonderful things that are happening.
Well, not on this topic. I did get the go-ahead on my next book, which is a radical departure from this topic, and that was the new thing going on in my life.
Oh, okay. Did you want to talk about that?
Well, I would love to talk about it, except my publisher doesn't like me to talk about books that aren't written yet, because then, I talk about it and people go, "Oh, I want that," and then they call in and I have to tell them, "No, the book isn't written yet, and it'll be another year before it comes out."
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sounds interesting, though. We'll have to watch for that.
Uh-huh. You can actually find out more about it, and your listeners can find out more about it by visiting my website, which is jerryesmith.com, jerryesmith.com. And there I have pages on each of my books, including the new one that I just got started on, which is Roswell, The Nazi Connection.
Oh, okay.
Which I look at anomalous evidence that suggests that perhaps the thing that crashed in Roswell, and the government admits something crashed there, but they keep making up crazy stories about what they say that they found and picked up. And it, my evidence that I'm going to be looking at is that it may be completely terrestrial in nature. That is, it wasn't a bugbear from somewhere out there, but was World War II Nazi disc aircraft that crashed, and that's what the government is so terrified of, was that it was real live Nazis still in uniform, still doing their Nazi thing 2 years after the end of the war. And at that point in time, every atom bomb on the planet, all 17 of them, were there at Roswell, and they could have been there to try to steal an atom bomb.
And so, you know, that's kind of been my take on it, that it was terrestrial in nature. I thought it was perhaps our own government experimenting with saucer craft, but
that's most people's take on it, was that we lost, we got their designs, built one of our own, didn't quite get it right, and crashed, and then we had to clean up the mess. And the easiest way to kill a story is to wrap it up with little green men from Mars, and while that would have been embarrassing, there's no reason to have kept that secret for 60 years. There's something else. I think there must have been something else going on that has caused them to continue to lie about it for 60 years. And my guess is that the war wasn't really quite over. And that's what they've been trying to keep under wraps, is that we didn't quite win the war as much as we think we did.
Yeah, that's interesting, and it would make sense to cover that up, because A, it's embarrassing that they could make it over here and you couldn't detect them, couldn't stop them, and B, I'm sure they wanted to steal any technology like that. What kind of technology do you think that they had used? There's been talk about anti-gravity and, you know, Tesla-type stuff.
Yeah, we actually, here at Adventures in Limited Press, we have a number of books on the subject, including Man-Made UFOs by Renato Vasca and David Hatcher Childress, which goes at length into how the technology worked. We also have Hitler's Flying Saucers and Hitler's Secret and Still Suppressed Weapons, both by Henry Stevens, and then by Dr. Joseph Farrell, that goes much deeper into the arcane, bizarre physics that the Nazis were working on. These books were Reich of the Black Sun and the SS Brotherhood of the Bell. And so I'm kind of riffing on all of that work in the book I'm putting together now.
I've got Joseph Farrell coming on next week, by the way. His new book, Cosmic War, looks
Cosmic War. It's an awesome book. Awesome book. Your listeners are going to get a real treat. Dr. Farrell is one of the smartest people on this planet. He's one of the best educated. He's got a PhD from Oxford. And he's very down to earth. He just rattles off one amazing fact after another. He's a great guest and very, very informative.
Yeah, he sent me the book. I've been looking through it. It's multifaceted. I mean, he goes into all kinds of different areas, and I was impressed to see he talks a lot about plasma cosmology, which is something I'm really interested in.
Right.
He has a whole chapter on that. But anyway, that's we'll save that for next week. But yeah, just really good stuff, though. But what kind of propulsion do you delve into that at all in the book? What kind
of
propulsion?
I'm really not a technical kind of guy. In fact, this has always been sort of a problem for me, in that I write books about highly technical things, about mostly advanced technologies, such as my book Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature, which was a follow-up on the book HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, The Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy, which was about the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. And these books deal with very technical things, but I'm not technical. In fact, I flunked every science class I ever took except for geology. You know, the only science I actually know anything about is volcanism. I don't write about how the technology works. I write about why it's being used. I write about
you don't have to be technical. That's the whole point. You know, you can talk about this stuff competently without going into the. I always argue that about physics. They don't have to give all of those math formulas that bore people stiff anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And my readers appreciate that, and then I put just enough of the science in to understand why there are these political machinations going on around it. My books are poli-sci. They just poli-sci about technical issues.
Right. And again, yeah, I mean, to understand how the basic fundamental principle of it, you don't have to go into any technical detail. It's pretty much common sense.
Right. You know, I can explain HARP pretty much in one paragraph, which is HARP is the world's largest radio broadcasting station, but it's not designed to broadcast for human ears. It's designed to inject a fantastic amount of radio frequency into a spot at the top of the atmosphere. HARP is a field of antennas on the ground in southeastern Alaska that are so linked together as to work as one giant antenna. And today it's designed to inject 3.6 million watts of radio frequency energy into a spot at the top of the atmosphere. And this spot is about 12.5 miles across by about 2.5 miles deep by about 90 miles up. And to give you an idea what 3.6 million watts is, the largest legal AM radio station in the U.S. is 50,000 watts. HARP is 72,000 50,000-watt radio stations injecting their full output into this spot. And what that does is it heats the atmosphere. It heats the very top of the atmosphere by several thousand degrees, which produces two phenomena that the military, industrial, academic complex has found very useful. These two phenomena is, because it heats it by thousands of degrees, this literally blows the molecules apart. And when the molecules are blown apart, they give off a packet of energy. And included in that packet of energy is a stream of ELF, extremely low-frequency radio waves, which penetrate deep into the earth and deep into the sea. And the military have been using HARP for the last 15 years to communicate with deeply submerged submarines and deep underground bases. The other side effect, and the one they don't talk about, is what HARP was originally designed to do, and that is when you blow the molecules apart, they form what is called a plasma, which is a electrically charged gas, and because it's the top of the atmosphere, it goes out into space and keeps going until it runs into something to stop it, which is the lines of force of the Earth's magnetic field. And when it reaches the lines of force of the Earth's magnetic field, it spreads out and forms a shield, a shell of these particles that are called relativistic particles because they're moving very close to the speed of light. And because they are so energetic and electrically charged, anything electrical passing through them will be disrupted or destroyed. So it is a ground-based Star Wars weapon system. In fact, Jane's Defense Group, publisher of Jane's Defense Weekly, and hundreds of books on weapon systems. Jane's is the planet's authority on what is a weapon and how it was used and when it was fielded and who built it and yada yada. And Jane's lists HARP as a weapon system.
Yeah, well, no question about it. As you pointed out before, you know, Kucinich had legislation up for vote to prevent systems like HARP from being used for, you know, sinister purposes like weather modification. And, you know, that you look at the company, the division of ARCO that made this facility for the military, they have a patent in which it describes many applications for this type of technology, one of them, of course, being weather modification.
Exactly. In fact, I have the first of 12 patents by this company, which is APTI, ARCO Power Technologies Incorporated, and when the word got out what they were doing, they changed their name to Advanced Power Technologies Incorporated. They hold 12 patents, and the first of the 12 patents is included in full in the appendix to HARP, the Ultimate Weapon, the Conspiracy. And the list of the 12 patents and where you can look them up is included in the appendix to Weather Warfare, the military's plan to draft Mother Nature. And one of the proofs that HARP is this weapon system is that whoever owns APTI owns the patents and gets the contract to build HARP.
Right. I love that title, Drafting Mother Nature. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
I'm back. Are you there, Jerry?
I am indeed.
Okay, sorry about that. Having some computer troubles. I'm just going to have to I was coming through Skype. I'm going to have to just stay on the phone, it looks like. I don't know what's going on. I need a new computer, probably. Anyway.
It happens even in the best of families.
Yeah, I tell you, what a pain. Technology has its blessings and curses, doesn't it? Just like harp.
Exactly. It, you know, it's one of my favorite lines from a little-known play. Bodies are a wonderful thing when they're not being a darn nuisance.
Yeah, right. Oh, well, hey, and in spite of the inconveniences, life goes on. Well, you know, that's very true with HARP. I mean, HARP could be a wonderful thing. That's what Tesla had envisioned, you know. He knew that weather control was well within the grasp of technology, even in his day.
Oh, absolutely. And weather control is not, you know, one of the things I find amazed, one of the things that amazes me is that Americans think it's in the future. It's not being done today. It's some vague, you know, future thing. And yet, right now, at this moment, there is weather control taking place across the planet and in the U.S., and yet the American public know almost nothing about it. And this is very intentional. The U.S. got caught with its fingers in the cookie jar during the Vietnam War using weather as a weapon against the Viet Cong. There was something called Operation Popeye, which attempted to extend the monsoon season by using cloud seeding over the Ho Chi Minh Trail in hopes of turning the Viet Cong resupply route into a hopeless quagmire of mud.
Right.
When this came out, Congress investigated. Congress was lied to by the then Secretary of Defense, Melvin Laird. In 72, Laird said, oh, no, we wouldn't do that. We're the good guys. 2 years later, a private letter from Laird got leaked to the press in which he admitted that Operation Popeye was real and ongoing, and Congress reconvened the investigation, but they couldn't get Laird because he had already left his position as head of the Department of Defense and was a private lawyer working for Richard Nixon, who was struggling for his political life in the aftermath of Watergate.
Right.
But they did manage to get the Department of Defense to agree to a secret closed-door session in which they revealed, oh, yeah, we did it for 8 years. We spent $21.6 million on it. We expended 47,000 units of cloud seeding materials over four countries, North and South Vietnam, and neutral Laos and Cambodia in violation of international law. And the investigation was headed by Claiborne Pell, Democrat, Rhode Island, who demanded to know what else the DOD was looking into.
Yeah, I remember that.
And discovered a laundry list of insane environmental modification researches taking place, including the DOD, Department of Defense, was trying to figure out how to intentionally thin out the ozone layer over an enemy populace so as to sicken the enemy population through increased exposure to solar radiation. This led Pell to lead the charge to ban all forms of weather as a weapon. And in 1978, the UN signed into law an international treaty banning the use of environmental modification, or NMOD, as a weapon. And the treaty is called, I just went blank, here we go, Convention on the Prohibition of Military or Any Other Hostile Use of Environmental Modification Techniques, also known as the NMOD Convention.
Right.
Now, prior to the U.S. being signatory to this thing, the U.S. was spending between $40 and $140 million a year on developing this technology and had over 700 degreed scientists working on various research programs. After we signed on, the budget went to zero and all these jobs vanished. Now, we were led to believe that Uncle Sam said, oh, well, can't do that anymore, and went on to other things. In fact, it went to what we now call civilian contractors. And indeed, one of the major civilian contractors in this is a company called Weather Modification Incorporated in Fargo, North Dakota. And
That's real subtle, isn't it?
Yeah. In 2005, one of the lead scientists at Weather Modification Incorporated...
I'll tell you what, hold that thought. We got to go to a break. We'll pick up there when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Okay, we're back on Truth Hurts Radio, joined by our guest, Jerry Smith. Talking about weather modification. In fact, just before the break, you were talking about Weather Modification Incorporated.
Right. That's a major corporation, multi-million dollar business located in Fargo, North Dakota. And as I was saying, hilariously, in 2005, one of the senior scientists from Weather Modification Incorporated went on Art Bell's Coast to Coast AM and outed himself as having been one of the senior scientists on Operation Popeye. Now the point I was making is that Uncle Sam realized that if he were paying for the bill to do this research, it would then be public and require public as oversight and scrutiny. And if you move it to civilian contractors like Blackwater and Kilburn and Loot, I mean. KBR these days, they don't have to tell Congress anything, and because it's a private company, they get to do it all nice and secret. And so Uncle Sam has learned that one way to keep secrets is to farm it out to people who don't have to tell. And there is a tremendous amount of environmental modification going on today, only it isn't called that. They give it other names. Indeed, HARP is a classic example of what environmental modification in the era following our signing the NMOD treaty. HARP is avowedly, they admit to its purpose is to alter the ionosphere, which is a region of the Earth's atmosphere. This is environmental modification. This is NMOD, clear, straight up, and yet the U.S. Air Force keeps saying we have no interest in controlling the weather, but they are spending hundreds of millions of dollars in modifying the atmosphere. And
that's mostly what they're doing.
Yes, what is the difference between modifying the atmosphere and controlling the weather? In fact, what has turned out is that as they have progressed in this research, they have discovered that when you can control the atmosphere, you do more than merely control the atmosphere. You have a whole lot of other things that can be done.
Right. Oh, there's all kinds of, and none of them are good, but all kinds of applications to this. And, you know, here's the thing. We'll humor them. We'll pretend that they're not engaging in weather modification, that they don't have corrupt war-waging intentions in mind. But, you know, isn't there a factor here of, you know, the unknown, not knowing what the implications of this can be? And certainly you could fathom that the implications could be very dangerous, even if they had the best intentions.
Oh, absolutely. That is one of the primary themes in all my books, is that there is unintended consequences. There is unexpected, unplanned for, oh my gosh, results when you do these things. Even with the best of intentions. An example I give is that science has been figuring out ways to tweak hurricanes for 60 years, and I give the evidence that they really do know how to do it now. The question is, do they know what happens when they do it? Do we accidentally get a Katrina? And on a more clear note, let me say, we know that coastal waterways, bayous, and sloughs need the storm surge of a good big storm to clean them out, to flush them. And right. We need to have hurricanes come on shore every 20 years or so in order to keep the waterways, the intercoastal waterways flushed and running properly. And if we were to develop the technology to keep every hurricane from ever coming on shore, our bayous and sloughs and swamps would turn into festering, stinking piles of debris that would become an immense environmental hazard.
Yeah, I love this analogy, and it describes exactly what we're dealing with here. There's a bunch of 2-year-olds that we've handed deadly weapons to.
Yes, there's a lot of that going on. I think it was P.J. O'Rourke who said that giving money and power to the government is like giving liquor and car keys to teenagers.
Yeah. And again, you know, even if you don't believe that they're engaging in unwholesome warfare tactics with this stuff, it doesn't matter. You know that old saying, you don't mess with Mother Nature. Well, that's what they're doing. And do you think it's an accident, Jerry, that we're seeing all these bizarre weather aberrations all over the world?
Some of it is accidental. Some of it is intentional. Some of it may well be unintended consequences. They were trying to do A and got A and B, failed miserably in getting A, but got B, C, D, and E. There's a number of these. Like I give the example of the very first attempt to steer a hurricane appears to have worked, but it was an incredible disaster in that in 1949, I think it was, Project Cirrus dumped cloud seeding material into a hurricane that was safely out to sea off the Georgia coast. Shortly after the cloud seeding material was dumped into the hurricane did an abrupt turn and came on shore near Savannah, left 1,400 people homeless, and killed a couple of people. Now, the head of the project was convinced that they had succeeded in steering the hurricane. It went the wrong way, but the experiment worked. This was done by scientists from General Electric and the U.S. Navy. The U.S. Navy flipped out and slapped it all under a cloak of secrecy. They classified all the paperwork and locked it all up so nobody could say the government had done a bad thing. Meanwhile, the GE lawyers rounded up the scientists and told them to shut up and sit down and never permitted any of the scientists involved in the project to ever say that they ever actually did anything. The official statement was that our experiment was a failure, nothing happened, the hurricane changed course by its own bad self. And yet the head of the project was absolutely convinced that it had worked.
Wow.
But he was never allowed to say that publicly in his lifetime. When the military did get around to declassifying the material, they trotted out a peer review panel who looked over the material and said, no, it couldn't have happened. The Navy didn't do anything wrong. Uncle Sam wouldn't do that.
Yeah, the government never finds the government guilty of anything. I wonder why.
You know, occasionally it does, and when it does, it either doesn't make the papers or it makes the papers in such a way that everybody's left head scratching.
Yeah, right.
You know, Hazel O'Leary was one of the few people who ever worked for the government that I really appreciate. Hazel O'Leary was the head of the DOE, the Department of Energy, in the Clinton years, and she outed the government. She admitted to crimes that the DOE had engaged in, which I thought was an amazing thing to have happen. I mean, that rarely occurs.
She's still alive?
that's a darn good question, considering the alleged Clinton body count.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? That's pretty scary stuff.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that O'Leary released was a chart of units of radiation that had been received in the U.S. on a bi-county basis from nuclear testing at either atom bombs at the Nevada test site, Alamogordo, etc., and downwinders of nuclear power plants. And it turned out that every single county in America had been irradiated, and that from the testing at the Nevada test site, the immediate downwinders around St. George, Utah, got it really bad, and then because of the way that the atmosphere kind of does a you know, like a wave, the material got deposited in three skip spots across the U.S. Southern Utah, Kansas, and Northern New Hampshire and Vermont. And those areas got the most radiation, being downwind of the Nevada test site, where 999 atom bombs were detonated.
Wow.
World War III happened, and America nuked itself.
Yeah, man. And you can't tell me that radiation just dissipated now, and, you know.
And you can't convince Tom Harkin of that either. Tom Harkin has thyroid problems, and his entire family has thyroid problems
mm-hmm.
because of being downwinders in Kansas of the NTS.
Sure. I just found this out today. I didn't even know this, but in 1961, there was a B-52 flying over Gladsboro. Is that North Carolina or South Carolina, I guess it is?
Right.
And the thing, you heard about this? I didn't even know this. It crashed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were only able to rescue one of the warheads. The other one broke in pieces. They got like half of it, and the rest, they said, was wedged about 150 feet underground. And so they just left it there. It's been all this time.
Yep. there's a couple of warheads lying about the U.S. On mountainsides and farmers' fields, and then there's a number of places where atomic subs have gone down, and they've got, you know, whole missiles of nukes setting on the ocean floor, like the Thresher off of the East Coast, or the Russian Kursk off the off of Alaska. You know, the Howard Hughes built a ship to recover a Soviet nuclear submarine that was the Glomar Challenger. It was claimed to be an oil exploration ship, but it actually was designed to go and snag a Soviet sub in hopes of getting the code books. And they brought up about half of the sub, lost all the missiles, and never did get the code books.
Oh, that gives you a warm, fuzzy feeling inside, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So again, I mean, they've proven themselves over and over to be absolutely, totally incompetent. Let's forget the corruption factor. Just look at the incompetence factor. That alone is cause for serious concern. These people have in their hands control over the most sophisticated and potentially deadly weapon. Not potentially, they are deadly. Deadly weapons on the planet, the most highly sophisticated weapons, and to a large extent, they actually don't know a whole heck of a lot of what they're doing. They really don't.
I mean, I mentioned Hazel O'Leary. She released that there were 500 pounds of plutonium missing from the U.S. stocks. Now, her take was this was probably an accounting error, and that the 500 pounds probably never really existed in the first place. But there's unaccounted for. There's more in one column than there is in another, and there's a seemingly 500 pounds of plutonium missing. I would hate to see it come back in an unpleasant way. But that you're right. The incompetence factor is amazing. One of the things that really got me about HAARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, is that again I was saying that it injects energy into the atmosphere, which boils the atmosphere, blowing the molecules apart, which give off a scream of ELF, extremely low-frequency radio waves that penetrate deep into the Earth and deep into the sea. The Navy have been using this to communicate with deeply submerged submarines. Now, this ELF is exactly the same frequency that the human brain works at. And it occurred to me that this could potentially be a serious problem. The human brain is known to be a radio transceiver. It is known to be affected by outside signals. In fact, if you go to any New Age bookstore or check out New Age catalogs, you'll see there are all these brain entrainment machines that use this principle, that use either light or sound or radio waves to dial up mental states so that you can override your current state and induce a mental state for lucid dreaming or access to deep-seated memories and a wide variety of things. And it occurred to me that the guys at HAARP know there are no biologists, there are no biological scientists involved in HAARP. Everybody at HAARP either know about radio equipment or the atmosphere. There's nobody.
They don't even consider it.
Yeah, there's absolutely nobody whose specialty is the human brain. And so they could, my first concern was that if HAARP was exactly what they said it was, no evil, no black budget, just guys playing with this stuff, they could inadvertently, unknowingly induce mental dysfunction, road rage, across half the planet and have no idea they were doing it. But if it did have a black element, if it did have a secret ops, it could be the world's ultimate mind control device. And I've been studying mind control since 1976, and I give about 40 pages on the history of mind control in the book to show you that this is not science fiction. This is something that major governments and major scientific institutions have been studying throughout the 20th century, and
sure,
would love to get their hands on something to heck with winning the hearts and minds if we could just take over the minds.
Exactly. Yeah, the old MK Ultra, boy, that's some scary stuff. But
exactly.
as far as this stuff's, oh, go ahead.
Oh yeah, MK Ultra is real. Most, I keep running into people who've never heard of it or don't believe in it. But MK Ultra was investigated by the U.S. government. It's in the paperwork on the investigation. You can go to your local U.S. government printing office and get a copy of the investigation. You can read for yourself that the CIA admitted to a program called MK Ultra, and MK is the German spelling of mind control. There were numerous programs, MK Ultra, MK Naomi, MK Artichoke, that were looking for a number of mind control applications, such as electronic dissolution of memory, they were looking for a way. Say one of our spies got captured by the Ruskies. If he had a way to erase his memory, then whatever he knew, the Russians could never find out, so they could never, you know, use enhanced interrogation techniques to discover something that was simply erased. And they were also looking for not only could they erase his memory, but could they get it back? If they got him back, you know, a checkpoint Charlie prisoner exchange, if they could get him back, could they reinstall his memories? In fact, there was a really nice movie on the subject called The Game of X that came out around 66 or 67 that was a visualization of what MKUltra was working on.
Right. And then you hear some of the testimonies before Congress of the victims. It's just incredibly scary stuff. We'll pick up from there, folks, when we get back. Stick with us.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeley's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeley Light, with its exclusive black Berkeley filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, talking about HAARP and all the wonderful applications it has with our guest, Jerry Smith. Yeah, the mind control aspect of this whole thing, you know, we've been talking about MKUltra, but, you know, this is, or at least this aspect of it, is a direct outgrowth of that, because MKUltra dealt, as I'm sure you know, with using radio waves and other electromagnetic radiation to influence the mind.
Oh, absolutely. in the last couple of minutes here before we go to the top of the hour, let me say that my new book, Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature, has the most up-to-date material on HAARP that is available in a book anywhere right now. There's about 60, 80 pages on what they're currently doing with HAARP, what we know about HAARP. They just finished building it. HAARP was under construction for the last 15 years, and they just announced in March of 2006 that they had completed it. And we still don't know for sure what they're going to do with it, because the official HAARP website has not been updated in like 5 years. The last there's been a couple of paragraphs added to it as in the 20th century, or excuse me, the 21st century. So we know very little of what's going on. When they do get around to adding a paragraph or two, it's usually had a lovely open house.
Wow. You know, I didn't realize that. I thought it was completed back in the mid-90s.
No, in the early 90s, they put up the developmental prototype. And the developmental prototype, or the DP, had a effective radiated power of 960 kilohertz, which at the time was one of the world's largest radio arrays. Today, it has that was 48 towers. Today, it's 180 towers. Each tower has two cross-dipole antennas at the top of the tower. And today, the field's output strength is 3.6 million, and they've only had that operational since probably around November of 05. They spent all of November, all of 05, wiring up the new towers and doing nightly power tests to see if what they wired up during the day worked. And they knocked off just before Thanksgiving 05, and then the project was completed by DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. DARPA is the 600-pound gorilla in the military-industrial academic complex. They are the crazy place. They're the ones who do the strange science. In fact, they describe themselves as doing high-risk, high-payoff science, and they just do selected projects. And HAARP came up as a stalled project, and they took it over in 02 and completed it by their statement on their website in March of 06.
Wow. Son of a gun.
Yeah.
So how did you get the idea information?
I like to give an idea of what DARPA's like. If you watch the James Bond movies, you may remember Q, the guy who makes all the crazy gadgets for Bond. Imagine Q having tens of thousands of employees and billions in his budget. That's DARPA.
Unreal. Okay, we're going for another break, folks. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
With recent